This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Just when you think you've got life figured out, you're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas.
Completely anonymous.
And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
My child wants to end a friendship, and I could use some help on how to tell the other parent. All right. Kristen from Moronicoi sent us a message over the weekend. And, you know, I thought this was a great topic because sometimes kids don't want to be friends with one another anymore.
Right.
For whatever reason. But as a parent, how do you have that conversation with the other parent? 585-252-9800. Take a listen to Kristen's message for Parental. Hi, Moose and Breezy. Love you guys. Could use some help on this one. My six-year-old has been playing with another child for a few months. They like to have their fair share of play dates. Mm-hmm. I have been around the other child and have noticed that they seem to behave much younger for their age. No interest in sharing or letting other kids pick the game. Very bossy, demanding, says rude things without thinking, especially to my daughter. But I have never spent a long time with this kid without their parent until a few days ago. They shouted and demanded to have their way in my car, repeated themselves over and over again when I said no. They ripped something right out of my daughter's hands when they were playing with it. Mm-hmm. And when I told them to give it back, they refused to obey me. They were also mean to my kid and said something hurtful to my daughter within ear distance. So after the play date, my daughter said, "Now you know what they're like. I don't think I want to be friends with them anymore." Mind you, my daughter's six, and I said I was sorry and had no idea it was so bad. But the mom has been reaching out to set play dates with her child and my daughter. I've tiptoed around setting something up because my daughter or myself no longer want to associate with this child.
Right.
I want to know the best way to handle this and suggestions on what to say because I don't want my child to feel like they have to put up with someone mistreating them.
Correct.
Thanks, Moose and Breezy. Well, first of all, I commend you because at 6 years old,
that's a strong cookie.
That she knows even how to do that.
Right.
Nobody should be mistreating you. So good on you, Mom, for teaching her that. Let us know what you guys think, especially if your kid's ever been in this situation. Honestly, I don't think it's rocket science. I think you should just reach out to the mom and say, here's the situation that I noticed and what's been happening between your kid and my daughter. And we're going to keep our distance from here on out.
I definitely think that she should be aware. I mean, like, if your kid is at that age pushing kids away from them, it's only going to get worse as they get older and as time goes on. Nip it in the bud right now at age, whatever, six or however old they were.
Six.
Nip it in the bud now so when they do get older and they have more meaningful connections and relationships and friendships, they're not going to continue to have this reaction from people around them. It's not a good feeling, and it's not a good scarlet letter to wear. I'll tell you that much.
No, I tend to agree with you on that. Let's get over a text coming in from Pat. I would get straight to the point, and if the other kid's parents have any brains, they'll be like, yup, okay, that checks out. No problem. Audrey's here. Hi, guys. Good morning. Have definitely been in this situation when my son was younger. I would keep it short and sweet. If you feel the need to pay something, or excuse me, to say something, maybe you could just say, hey, parent, my kid and I have been talking, and the last few play dates have been kind of rough between the kids. I noticed when we were at the playground that they don't seem very compatible and weren't having much fun together.
Right.
I think for now it's best if we take a break from getting the kids together. Thanks for understanding. Sorry it didn't work out. Yeah, I agree with this. Sometimes you just got to rip the Band-Aid off. Keep it short and sweet.
Right. And because, listen, even at...
Not my Annabelle.
Every time. Even when you're older, right? Like, you want to know why a relationship's ending or why a friendship's ending so you can correct. And as a parent, you need to be able to do that for your son or daughter at the ripe age of six so you can better your parenting skills and better their life skills, period.
Isn't it so true? Intern Joe, I don't know if you've been in this situation yet. I know you're only 25, but I've realized getting older, I've lost some friends along the way. Sometimes as an adult, it hurts more than an actual breakup.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
For sure.
It does, especially when you don't have answers or there's no closure. It stings. Because you have so many questions that you're not getting answers to.
And you want to be better. You want to be a better individual. You want to move forward knowing, like, I'm doing the right thing.
Yeah.
I'm not going to run into this again.
Yeah. And sometimes it just ends. I had a friend who was best friends with an individual for years. We're talking all the way from kindergarten until adulthood. And this person just cut him off. Completely stopped talking to them. Could not give a reason, and that took them a long time to get over.
Yeah.
Megan says, I would just not initiate play dates and decline when the other person asks. This doesn't rise to the level of parent involvement. If your kid wants to tell the other kid why, that's fine, but I would personally be agnostic about that and just follow the kid's lead. Well, they're six. You're going to probably have to take the initiative on this one. Olivia says, for me, I see two options that I'd be willing to take. I suppose there's other things you could do, but it's not worth the energy. One, just ignore or reject all play requests. Eventually, they're going to stop. Number two, be honest. Say you don't feel it's a good fit and you want to drop the play dates. No need for further explanation. It's your life. You control it.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah,
I guess so. Just get straight to the point.
Honestly, I feel like this is more a reflection on a parent than a kid. To be honest, I do. Because they're six. What? They're learning something from somewhere.
Yeah, no, it's definitely, like I said, oh, here's a great text. Hey, good morning. I think it's great that your six-year-old daughter can already figure out what when she's being mistreated. And she's smart enough to know what she's not willing to put up with, even at that age. Good on you, Mom. Well done.
Right.
Yeah, we applaud you, Kristen from Irondequoit. Well done. So when it comes to future play dates, A, just don't do them, and B, be completely open with the mom, because I think any mom would be willing to hear what's going on with their child.
Right.
Especially if they're acting that way in front of another parent and they're disobeying the parent who's watching them and go out of their way to spend time and money and energy. You'd probably want to correct that.
Absolutely.
And it also sets a good example for your daughter if you enforce the boundaries that Correct. She set for herself.
Correct. That is so true, Joe. That's so true. Could you imagine? It's like, no, give Annabelle another chance. That can lead into her not getting what she deserves in friendships, maybe even toxic romantic relationships down the line. Don't let that slide. Do not let that slide.
All right, let me get to one phone call here. Let's go to, is this Wavy Davey?
Good morning, it's Dr. Davey.
Oh, Dr. Davey.
I got you changing your own name.
Well, Wavy Davey on the line. Make it quick. What's your thoughts on parental?
Absolutely correct. Do not ignore the situation. Chances are the mother of the other child knows how the child behaves. Don't ignore it and just stop making play dates. Let the mother know. Let the mother know that the daughter knows. Obviously, the mother knows how this child reacts. She's seen interaction with either cousins or other friends. and then maybe revisit the friendship a little bit down the road.
Sure.
Your daughter has a voice. It's good that she knows her boundaries, and you're also showing her that you're sticking up for her and that you're not ignoring this behavior and that you'll be there for her when she needs you. So, you know, all around, it's communication, having young children and going through this, letting the parent know is always best. Because then if you ignore the parent or ignore the play date, then you become the problem.
Sure. Right. You have a son or daughter?
Yes.
Well, how old?
One is in early 20s, and the other one is 9.
Okay, let's talk the 9-year-old.
What a range there, Wavy Davy.
Yeah, he's busy. So let's talk about the 9-year-old. Have she ever been friends with somebody that you just don't like?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And she's told that she doesn't like this girl. This girl comes to our house and wanting to play. And my daughter will use her voice and just tell her, no, you know, I'm not interested in playing. And she won't.
She comes to the front door.
Yeah. She'll come to the house.
Olden days. Leave it to Beaver style.
Yeah, they don't do that anymore. And she just
face text or Snapchat?
No Snapchat.
Good.
But and she'll be playing with other kids, and you know, this girl will also come along and ask to join, and you know, we've been nice, and in a group setting we said, yeah, you know, come on in, let's play, or come on over, you can play. But usually if it's one-on-one, the behavior can be different. And when you have more than one kid and one kid is acting up, usually the one kid is mistreating everybody. It's a little bit more peer pressure. The other kids kind of stand, you know, we've seen them stand together, and you hope that it's an environmental change due to the group of children that they're hanging out with. So again, it's always communication. It's never come to the point where we needed to tell the parent, because this girl isn't really a very, very close friend. She's kind of a satellite friend. She's on the fringes of the friend group, and I kind of feel it's because of her behavior.
Yeah, no skin off your back. Your daughter wants to play with her. Yeah. Dude, every time you call, I feel like you know a little bit about everything. You know, it's really inspiring. What can I do about my high cholesterol?
You got to cut that. You got to cut back on.
Okay, well, I'm just kidding. Thanks for the call, buddy. We really appreciate it. Wavy Davy. Kristen from Irondequoit, thank you so much for your message. But of course, like a lot of people here, and of course our friend Dave that just called, you got to bring it to the mom's attention. It's in her best interest to know, for sure.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys, for all the messages on this one today. We'll do another Parental Confidential coming up tomorrow morning on PXY.
Get your 10,000 steps in while you listen to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy in the free Odyssey app.
Woo!
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY. Vibrant color, oratory skills, a deep exploration into drama, suspense, tragedy, and comedy. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present another award-worthy performance in Moosterpiece
Theater. That's a big one today. I picked a movie Breezy has never seen. We're going to act out an iconic scene from that film.
Can't wait.
Breezy's going to go home tonight, watch that movie, and bring it in tomorrow for Breezy's big movie review.
Obsessed.
Where she will score the film a negative 23.
No.
585-252-9800. If you know the name of this film, we'd love for you to just throw your guesses out there. It's a film I saw years ago, but a film I think it's one that's going to touch Breezy's heart.
Truly.
Yes.
Just touch it.
All right, Breezy, this is a heavy scene between a man and a woman. And I guess you can officially call it a breakup scene, because they're really ultimately saying goodbye for the very last time. And we've all had to do that at one point in our life.
So tough.
Saying goodbye is never easy. So I need you to just kind of bring the tears on this one today.
So am I like sobbing?
You'll get to that. There's an arc here. You'll know where it is in the script. You'll get there. But obviously you want to make room to get to that point. You don't want to do it right from the beginning, because then you're left with nowhere to go.
Correct. Okay.
All right. Be the method actress I know you know how to be. Lights, camera, and intern Joe, would you mind doing the slate shot for us this morning? Action! Jenna. Actually, I'm going to change it up today.
Yeah, I don't.
Jenna, I'm not going to lie to you. You know I have felt things these past few weeks that I didn't know I could feel anymore. But But I have realized in these past few days, you can't just turn back time.
Why not?
I moved on. You moved on. We've gone different paths for so long. We made choices. I chose Wendy. That's her family down there. We care about each other, you know? You don't always get the dream house, but you get awfully close.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Please don't cry, Jenna.
No, I'll be fine. Promise.
I just...
Look, I don't want you to be late. Just go. She's going to be so, so happy.
I really am sorry.
I love you, Matt. You're my best friend.
Jenna, I've always loved you.
Oh, God. Why, Matt? I feel like I'm getting all these mixed signals.
This isn't in the script. You can't just add things that aren't in the script.
Please read what's in the script. Thank you so much. You're making me break character.
I told you about my Crohn's disease. This isn't helping. I just can't handle the stress. Just go. It's your special day. Please just go.
I love you.
I love you too.
Goodbye, Jenna.
Goodbye. Forever this time.
Cut.
Okay, right, so nobody's gonna guess this because you literally added to the script.
Joe,
so
on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rank our acting ability right there for today?
I'd say that's a 9.6.
Oh my God, that's pretty good. I think I crushed.
Oh, you haven't seen me do Kermit the Frog, so.
Go ahead. Give him a little bit of your Kermit. Go ahead.
I can't on spot.
All right, hold on. I'll play a little something for you just so you can get into it, okay? Give us your best Kermit the Frog. Pretend it's Christmas.
You guys! Oh my God! We got Christmas on!
Does that sound like Kermit to you?
I'll be honest, Breezy. It does not.
It doesn't.
You're fired.
585-252-9800.
First he doesn't like chocolate. Now he's telling me I don't sound like Kermit.
I know.
So.
Nothing but insults today.
So here's the situation. You can't just add to the script because that doesn't give people a fair chance to guess.
First of all, it's not about people guessing. It's about us acting out Mooster Piece Theater.
No, not
technically. Oh, so this guy guessing Transformers is wrong because of that one line in the script about Crohn's disease? By the way, it's not Transformers.
No, it's not. Razzles.
By the way, who's the guy in this? Oh, Mark Ruffalo. And who's the girl, Breezy?
Jennifer Gardner.
I mean, if that doesn't give it away, I don't know what will.
Come on, you guys.
Other movie the two of them have been in together.
You got it, guys. Even though Moose added 40 extra lines.
Yeah. Let's go over to this person, Michelle, who says, guys, I already know the name of the movie. And yes, it's 13 going on 30. Whee! That would be 100% correct. All
I do is I don't know why you made Mark Ruffalo's voice sound like the guy in Mask, but...
Just trying to switch it up a little bit today, you know what I mean? Keep people on their feet. That's what we do here on the show. So, Breezy, you're going to watch this movie tonight, 13 Going on 30, starring, of course, Jennifer Gardner and Mark Ruffalo. I just wanted to choose a film this week that was right up your alley when it comes to just not having a whole lot to think about. It's just a romantic rom-com.
Yeah.
I think I pulled that
off. It's like a no-brainer, you know?
Right. Didn't Tom Hanks do a... similar movie? It's called Big, right?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. Isn't that pretty similar?
Never seen it, but
okay. All right. We'll get you on tomorrow to do Breezy's Big Movie Review.
I can't wait.
Thanks for your help, buddy.
Of course.
You crushed it.
98 PXY is free and always will be.
DXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Let's talk about the pothead at the gym. Both Friday and Saturday, I see the same guy in the gym parking lot smoking weed before he goes in and works out. How?
That's insane.
How is anyone capable of functioning? Is this the new pre-workout that nobody told me about? How can someone smoke and then go do cardio and lift weights? Who does this? I need to know if you are someone who hits the pen or the devil's grass before an intense workout, because I would be on my ass.
Yeah.
585-252-9800 if this is you. I would just feel like if you did this before or after your workout session, wouldn't it negate anything you just did?
Right.
Doesn't it cancel it out?
Wouldn't you be starving?
There are some people that can totally function. Like, I have a close friend of mine in California who can't function or start his day without it. He has to smoke.
Before their feet even touch the ground.
He has to smoke as soon as he gets up in the morning, first thing. And he wakes up just as early as we do to produce a radio morning show out there. I said, how do you function on the air? He goes, the better question to ask at this point in my life is, how would I be able to function without it? I said, that's scary, man.
Yeah, it's really scary. Stay with us. Stay with us on this planet. You know what I mean?
What are you running from?
No, literally.
But to smoke and then go do cardio, you lost me. I have no idea how anybody can function. There's no way. There's no way I would be able to do it. Look at this guy, Chad. Chad Nation in the house. What's up, guys? I'm one of the people that smokes after my workout, but not before. It's the people that come into the gym smelling like pot that makes me angry. I do it because it helps me relax right after my training session. Plus, I just like being high. Thank you, Chad.
I, don't understand that lifestyle. I don't get it. I don't understand the whole, I can't literally function without smoking. Also, you're running running your ass on the elliptical. Aren't your lungs, shriveling up? Yeah, I'm so confused.
Aren't they shot? I get if you do it after you come out of the gym, some people want to, I don't know, I guess that's the relaxation mode you kick into. But even after that, I'd rather just have a protein shake and call it a day.
Yeah. I guess I understand where they're coming from with when you get high, don't you just eat everything? So I'd rather get high and then not eat everything. Although your gym is right next to a Chipotle, so terrible placement, but.
One time I tried smoking on the job. Not here, but when I was selling medical skincare product at a convention. I'm in New York City at the convention center. And at this point, I'm really good at my job. So I thought, hey, I'm in New York City. I can smoke before I go into this job. I only had to be there 11 hours. This woman walks up to me, introduces herself as a doctor, starts asking me every detailed question about the cream imaginable. Okay. I'm like, yeah, no problem. I got this. These are all questions I've answered 100 times over. I've done this pitch thousands of times. That morning after smoking before work, I couldn't even tell her the name of the product I was selling, let alone what it actually does. Okay. That's the type of person I am if I were to smoke. Put me on the couch, tell me to go to bed. And then you have these people that are driving, doing full-blown cardio at the gym? What?
Yeah, that's insane.
Functioning better with it than without it is wild to me. I don't know. I think ever since the state of New York made weed legal, I think more people are giving more opportunity to experimenting with it.
Are you high right now? What are you saying?
Well, I'm just saying. Hear me out.
Speaking English.
I'm just saying, now that the state made it legal, people are experimenting on what they can handle and what they can't handle. That's why some people are driving with it, going to the gym, smoking it in the parking lot.
The thing about it is the laws aren't regulated just yet because it is so new. So the driving laws aren't regulated. I mean, you can get a DWAI.
What is that?
It's a step below a DW.
Okay, so driving while kind of intoxicated.
Right.
Or under the influence.
Something along those lines. You can look it up, Joe. They're the difference. But a DWAI is less of a sentence when it comes to fines and probationary windows and things of that nature.
So, yeah, perfect example. Yesterday, we were leaving the brunch in Fairport. My buddy calls an Uber, and he calls an Uber for himself, his wife, and his wife's friend. They all leave and get in the car. They come back in 10 minutes later. Like, what happened? The Uber driver was so high. The whole car reeked of weed. My buddy goes, pull over right now, please. Handed her $40, sent her on her way, and was done with it. I was like, well, good on you. I think you made the right decision. I was like, did you give her five stars?
Why would he pay her?
I wouldn't.
Yeah, what?
If I didn't get the ride, I'm not paying for it. No. Sorry.
Also, you showed up under the influence to drive me and my family around. Like, what?
Yeah,
I'm not going to reward bad behavior.
That's just the type of guy he is. He's like, hey, sorry, we're not going to take this ride. Please pull over.
Yeah.
No. Kind of like my pizza delivery guy from Saturday night. He was dripping balls.
So DWAI, to go back to that, is driving while ability impaired.
Okay.
You can get hit with a DWAI if you're driving too tired. You don't even have to have something in your system.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. People have been pulled over for swerving on the road, and they're not even under the influence. They're just tired or exhausted from doing a graveyard shift.
Well, driving tired is like kind of sometimes worse than driving drunk. Like, that's how unaware you are of your surroundings. It's very dangerous.
Guys, good morning. Don't say my name, but I am a registered nurse. I work with a girl who smokes every morning at the hospital before she goes into work and makes her rounds. I don't understand how she functions and treats patients while she's high, but she does it. Okay, good to know. Don't send your family member to that hospital.
Oh my
Listen, God. Some people can just do it. We're not those people.
I'm not. I never just, have been, never will be.
Yeah, it is no, what it is. Thank you. Some people are totally capable of functioning, and they do better on it than without it, and it is what it is.
What a sad life to live. I mean, you do you.
Well, not necessarily, Breeze.
It's a lot of money wasted.
You think I spent a lot of money at Wegmans now? Can you imagine what that bill would look like at the end of the week?
You DoorDashing food to your LA apartment, never change the address. Too high. Can't figure it out.
I've been there, done that.
Oof.
I have been there, done that.
Yeah, that is really tough.
All right. Well, hey, listen, feel free to dabble in the devil's grass. Just be safe when you do it. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.